Writer John Steinbeck was born 100 years ago today in Salinas, California. He was 66 when he died. A prolific writer, Steinbeck was best known for his novels of Mice and Men, Tortilla Flat, Cannery Row, East of Eden, and The Grapes of Wrath, which won a Pulitzer Prize in 1940. He also wrote a lot of nonfiction, notably Travels with Charlie, and he won the 1962 Nobel Prize in Literature. Jackson Benson is a Steinbeck biographer and co-editor of a new volume of Steinbeck nonfiction.
This new book shows the breadth of his interest. He talks about the environment, he talks about American problems with violence and race and ethnicity, with greed. My gosh, you know, we're right on top of Enron here. And it's incredible how current these things seem. It once again shows us that he's a sort of essentially American and concerned with America's problems.
I had no idea he had written so much and for so long.
Boy, I found out when I did the biography. It was incredible.
He wrote from the 30s through the 60s, in newspapers, magazines. Why did he feel he had to do this?
You know, for a writer like Steinbeck, writing is a pleasure, an occupation, an obsession. He just wrote all the time.
Steinbeck talked about what motivated him to write in a 1957 recording.
I can say of one book, I suppose I saw things which made me angry. Of another, it was just an idea which amused me and I wrote it. Of another, it is possible that I was trying to explain something that was not clear to me, and I may have felt that writing it would make me understand it better. Then there is another kind of writing that just happens, and the writer's amazed and perhaps delighted at the things that come out of nowhere and appear on paper. This has happened to me many times.
That sounds like it was a bad habit or something, and that he just scrawled away. But in fact, it's interesting to notice in his letters that every little piece that he did, even though it was to a very limited audience, sometimes he wrote in papers overseas for a rather limited audience, and even then, he just sweated over every piece that he did, no matter how short. It's amazing. The quality is amazing. Steinbeck was a reporter all his life, in the sense he always wrote about other people. He was so modest and he was so shy, and you feel that caring in his work. And I think that's what has put him in America's heart.
And you see the novelist and the journalist, and he writes with such rich texture and metaphor and description.
Yeah. And the musicality of it. When he was writing novels, he would often play classical music that he thought was appropriate to what he was writing. You feel this poetic musical tenor in his work.
Of course, some of the things he writes about are issues that have passed. I don't want to say it's dated, though, because the writing still holds up.
Yeah. He was writing about the problems of racism way back when that wasn't particularly popular to write about. And I think the most moving part of Travels with Charlie is that scene that he describes in the South, where all of these people, all these women are out screaming, cursing, and spitting at this little black girl entering the school.
The big marshal stood her on the curb, and a jangle of jeering shrieks went up from behind the barricades. The little girl did not look at the howling crowd, but from the side the whites of her eyes showed like those of a frightened fawn. The men turned her around like a doll, and then the strange procession moved up the broad walk toward the school. And the child was even more a mite because the men were so big. The girl made a curious hop, and I think I know what it was. I think in her whole life she had not gone 10 steps without skipping. But now, in the middle of her first skip, the weight bore her down, and her little round feet took measured, reluctant steps between the tall guards. Slowly they climbed the steps and entered the school.
Yeah, moving.
His influence on the country and various art forms is impressive. Of his 33 works, 15 became feature films.
Yeah, and I think this is one of the things that continues to put his name and his presence on the American scene, particularly the classic movies. Of Mice and Men, which has been made into a movie, I think, 3 or 4 times. I still like the original one, by the way, Burgess Meredith and Lon Chaney Jr.
Go on, George. Tell how it's gonna be.
Well, someday we're gonna get the Jack together and we're gonna get a little house, a couple of acres, a cow, chickens,
and rabbits. Go on, George. Tell about the rabbits in the cages and the rain in the winter and the stove and the cream on the milk so thick you can hardly cut it with a knife. Tell about that, George.
I don't know why you don't do it yourself. You know it all.
Oh, please. It ain't the same if I tell it. Go on, George.
Of Mice and Men, Grapes of Wrath, East of Eden, these three, plus the one that was not a novel, Viva Zapata, which is a marvelous film. You know, I mean, you can take many popular writers and say they've had a lot of films made, but his films go beyond just the ordinary. They're dramatic, they're scenic, as his novels were, and they always have a depth and a thematic core to them.
And very American.
Very American, yeah. I think of him in terms of Mark Twain and Robert Frost and Willa Cather, and how deep in American heart he is. And yet, because he was so much for the common man, when he went overseas and all his travels, people loved him.
Biographer Jackson Benson is co-editor of the new book, John Steinbeck, America and Americans, and Selected Nonfiction. The music was composed by Aaron Copland for movie versions of two Steinbeck novels, The Red Pony and Of Mice and Men.